Good morning. You are watching the Daily Morning Note. I'm your host, Rashan Gidwani, and it's Monday, the 7th of November, 2022. Singapore shares picked up the pieces from the previous day's rout sparked by the Federal Reserve's half-hearted dovish stance and recovered some ground on Friday alongside most regional peers. The Straits Times Index rose 27.60 points, or 0.9%, to 3,130.11 as traders trawled for value after Thursday's sell-off and ahead of key U.S. jobs data. Singapore Airlines announced record operating profits for both its second quarter and first half financial year, ending March 31, 2023. The outsized performance was driven by high demand for air travel during the peak summer season across all route regions, except East Asia. This resulted in a quarter two financial year 2023 operating profit of 678 million Singapore dollars, up 21.9%, from 556 million Singapore dollars in the previous quarter. It was the highest quarterly operating profit in SIA's history. Second quarter net profit surged 50.5% to 557 million Singapore dollars from 370 million Singapore dollars in the previous quarter. AEM Holdings reported a 41% jump in quarter three 2022 revenue to 206 million Singapore dollars from 146 million Singapore dollars a year prior in a bourse filing on Friday. Net profit for the quarter grew in tandem, up 38.3% to 32.2 million Singapore dollars from 23.3 million Singapore dollars in the previous year. The top line and bottom line growth were driven by a ramp up in volume from new and existing customers of AEM systems level testing handlers and peripheral tools. Venture Corporation reported a 24.9% jump in its net profit to 271.1 million Singapore dollars for the first 9 months of 2022 on the back of broad-based and diversified growth, the group announced in a bourse filing on Friday. Earnings per share were up 25.1% at 0.932 Singapore dollars from 0.745 Singapore dollars in the previous corresponding period. Wall Street stocks finished a volatile day sharply higher Friday following good jobs data that was seen as keeping the pressure on the Federal Reserve to hike interest rates more. Friday's gains ended a four-day losing streak for stocks, reducing the week's losses surrounding the Fed's latest big interest rate hike. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished 1.3% higher at 32,403.22. The broad-based S&P 500 gained 1.4% to 3,770.55, while the tech-rich NASDAQ Composite Index advanced 1.3% to 10,475.25. Non-farm payrolls report for October showed the world's largest economy created more new jobs than expected, but also flashed signs of a slowdown with a higher unemployment rate and lower wage inflation. Non-farm payrolls in the U.S. rose by 261,000 in October, the data published by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics revealed on Friday. Oil prices settled up by more than 5% on Friday amid uncertainty around future interest rate hikes by the U.S. Federal Reserve. While the looming EU ban on Russian oil and the possibility of China easing some COVID restrictions supported markets. Though fears of global recession capped gains, Brent crude futures settled up $3.99 to $98.57 per barrel, a weekly gain of 2.9%. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude futures were up $2.96 or 5% at $92.61, a 4.7% weekly gain. Berkshire Hathaway on Saturday posted a solid gain in operating profits during the third quarter despite rising recession fears, while Warren Buffett kept buying back his stock at a modest pace. The Omaha-based conglomerate's operating earnings, which encompass profits made from the myriad of businesses owned by the conglomerate like insurance, railroads, and utilities, totaled $7.761 billion in the third quarter, up 20% from the year earlier period. In his equity strategy for week 45, Paul Chu, our head of research, says, "We are close to a peak Fed and peak US dollar investment theme. We still expect another 125 BPS of hikes until March 23rd. Hard to rally in a Fed pause because US equities must then grapple against the downward momentum in economic growth. This is economic weakness the Fed has warned and orchestrating for the U.S. economy. We think positioning into REITs on a peak Fed and more defensive sectors in early 2023 is appropriate. In our recommendation section, our analyst Glenn Thumb maintains his buy recommendation on OCBC with a target price of 14.22 Singapore dollars. It was last done at 12.04 Singapore dollars. He says OCBC is our preferred pick among the three banks due to attractive valuations, upside in dividend from the 14.4% CET1 buffer, and lower provisioning as the Indonesian and Malaysian economies recover. Analyst Paul Chu maintains his buy recommendation on Venture Corporation with a target price of 20.80 Singapore dollars. It was last done at 16.13 Singapore dollars. He says Venture's dividend yield and valuation are attractive. However, we are cautious for financial year 2023E and lower our revenue growth rate to 3%. Macro uncertainty may push customers to turn cautious on their forward orders. For Netlink NBN Trust, analyst Paul Chu maintains his neutral recommendation. The target price is 0.85 Singapore dollars, and it was last done at 0.89 Singapore dollars. He says our base case is the regulatory review will have minimal impact on cash available for distribution as dividends. For Apple, analyst Maximilian Kosworio maintains his buy recommendation with the target price of $190. It was last done at $138.38. He says, we believe Apple will benefit from the increased average selling price of its iPhone, while volume growth is expected to face headwinds from both the lower demand compared to financial year 2022 and potential supply constraints from the continued lockdowns in China. For Airbnb, analyst Ambrish Shah upgrades his recommendation to buy with a target price of $128. It was last done at $96.09. While inflation and rising interest rates could weigh on discretionary demand for travel in the near term, we believe Airbnb is well positioned as the platform offers better non-urban location listings versus hotels, benefits from travelers looking for long-term stays, and is more family and group travel friendly. That's all for today. For financial news, tune in weekdays at 8:30 a.m. live on YouTube and Facebook. Thank you for watching the Daily Morning Note. Please like and subscribe for more. See you again and have a great day.